In proposing these amendments, the new Hanover County Planning Department used input from the public and say they showed changes to members of an economic development steering committee representing diverse business, industry, and environmental interests. But steering committee member Mike Giles of the North Carolina Coastal Federation says he's concerned about the changes.
This document is 16 pages long. It's very hard to read. And for the public to be able to come to the planning board public hearing on Thursday and be able to address their concerns effectively and in an informed way is going to be very difficult.
County Manager Chris Coudray says the new draft is simply intended to more precisely define intensive manufacturing and clarify the application timeline.
It has been identified, you know, in a very public way that some aspects of the process, not the policy, but the process in the special use as it relates to industry, that there was a lack of clarity.
Following the public hearing, the county staff will take their special use permit recommendations to the county commission. Coudray says this could be voted on as early as the commissioner's first meeting in February. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.